Welcome to the Endurance Coachpreneur Podcast, hosted by me, Coach Michelle Lake. This is the show that helps endurance coaches bridge the gap from hobby to creating a dream, impact-filled, and profitable coaching business. We will discuss all things endurance business, including time management, marketing, mindset, growing your community of engaged athletes, all while increasing impact and profitability. Listen here to grow your athlete roster of ideal, perfect for you athletes while bringing home more income for you and your family. Endurance coaching is already your dream job. Let's make it a full-time reality. Welcome back to the Endurance Coachpreneur. I get asked this question all the time. How do you create content so frequently, so consistently, and so fast? I'll be honest, it takes me about 15 minutes or less a day on average to create posts, write emails, do stories, all the things that I do to create content. And part of it is because I've practiced a lot, but I want to help you get your content creation systems faster or down faster. Like, let's get this thing done. So this may end up being a longer episode than normal. We'll see how this goes. But the first thing you have to figure out when you're trying to get your content down under 20 minutes a day is what kind of content creation plan are you aligned to? So I like to segment into three different groups. So while I'm talking, I want you to self-assess what feels the most aligned with you, not what you feel like you should be, but what feels the most natural. And when you're creating content where you feel the best, I know a lot of you feel like you don't feel great doing content, but if you could try to figure out where do you feel the best when creating, that is the category that you need to be in, not what you think you should be. So the first one is what I would call a batcher, or B-A-T-C-H. You like to batch your content. That person is someone that goes into a quiet room, puts some sort of noise cancellation on, throws their phone or whatever they need that's just, or whatever that distracts them out of the room. And they sit down and they execute on creating several pieces of content in, let's say, an hour or 2 hours. And they just get everything done in one spot. They don't like thinking about it every day. They want to get it all done and then scheduled for the next week or scheduled in the future. And it just comes really natural to them to sit in a quiet spot and get a lot done at once. So that's a batcher. Number two is a hybrid. And that is someone that likes to batch some content, like things that they know they have upcoming, like maybe they know they're about to launch, let's say, a training camp, and they want to write some emails about it. So they write the emails in advance. Or it could even be someone that knows that they want to write some posts like welcoming new athletes or the athlete of the month, or they have a list of how-to topics that they want to go through. So they write some posts, but they also want to leave space for when inspiration or when they're feeling some like feeling something and they want to write, they want, if they're inspired, they want to have space to write all the time. So I call that a hybrid because they do some working ahead or batching, and they do some more focused right on in the moment, creating content right in the moment, which is the third one, which is what I call on the fly. And it's someone that goes by inspiration. So I am this person. And I'll tell you a little bit about the qualities of this person. They feel very uncomfortable with the thought of batching. They've tried it maybe, and they were able to get one post done in the batching time, and that's not quite enough to call it batching. They maybe don't like to plan ahead. They like the thought of it, but when in execution, it just doesn't work. And they typically have ideas come to them throughout the day, throughout the week that they like to post about. Okay. I am 100% the number three, which is the on the fly type of creator. So for years, at least a year or two, I tried really hard to be a batcher. I would sit down and get really quiet and start writing. And after one post, I was burned out and I had to stop. Or I would write all these posts if I was really lucky and got a lot done. And then when it was time to go post them, I didn't like the posts anymore. And I would change them up completely or not post them at all, which is a big no-no. Batching just wasn't in alignment for me. And I found that with many of my coaches, on the fly sounds disgusting and just doesn't go with how they create. They want to batch. So another example of this is I was working with a mentor, and a mentor had on Mondays post this and on Tuesdays post this, like not the exact post, but like a topic idea. And I would sit down every Monday morning or Sunday afternoon and try to plan out the week. And it was like I was getting sweaty. I felt like I was getting hives. I felt super uncomfortable. It was just not in alignment with me to work that way. That is not how I work. I work on, ooh, I have an idea. Let me go run with it. So today, what I'm going to talk about is now that you know, hopefully, which number one, number two, or number three type of creator you are, which one was batcher, number two is hybrid, and number three is on the fly. Now that you know that, here are some tips on how to get that content done in the 20 minutes or less, okay? So first off, start with the batcher. Well, if you have 20 minutes a day to work on your content, a really good idea is, and you're great at batching, is to set aside a large amount of that time budget and put it into a day where you have time to focus on it. If you have a full-time job other than coaching, it maybe have to be on a weekend. If you are a full-time coach, you could do it during the week, but set aside the time and batch a bunch of content, schedule it out. You can use one of the scheduling apps or you can post it yourself and don't worry about it every day. Just go create the content at once and be okay with it. So I would leave 5 minutes a day, let's say, to go back and look. So open the social media that you used, Facebook, Instagram. Most of us use Instagram, maybe TikTok, or maybe even email, and go in and look and see how did something do? How did the post do? Were there comments that you need to respond to? Maybe interact with some of the people that responded to your post, whatever it may be. But I do think you should give some of your content creation time to just getting back. Now, the other thing you can do with that 5 minutes a day is post something about your life. So I'll get into this more in the future, but I find stories to be really, really helpful for interacting and connecting with athletes. So I would throw a few things up in your stories. It could be as simple as something connecting, like doing your workout. It could be remembering to share the post that was posted on that day. You don't always have to do that, but that's a great thing for stories just because a lot of people don't even look at the feed anymore. They only look at stories. It could be putting a poll up or maybe a quick video where you're talking to camera. So I would give 5 minutes a day just to interacting or maybe posting on stories, but the rest of the time I would create all at once and I would move it to the weekend. So then the hybrid coach, I would suggest that you take a part of that time now, maybe not 2 hours or whatever, 20 minutes. I guess 20 minutes times seven is 140 minutes or 2 hours and 20 minutes. I would take maybe an hour for the week and batch maybe a couple posts. Okay. Just get a few ready, maybe just a how-to post that doesn't need a lot of timely inspiration. It could be something you know that's coming up. Maybe you're doing a run clinic and you are going to be at a shop and you want to create that post already so you don't have to do it during the week and it's all ready to go. Another thing that you can do, and this is for all areas, is you could also repurpose during the batch time. You could say, hey, I have a huge body of work. Maybe I can repurpose something I've already created. Now, we'll get more into repurposing in the future. It is such a big and very helpful thing to be doing. But you can also spend some of your time not creating original works, but repurposing, maybe changing the graphic or cleaning up the caption, whatever it may be. You can use posts again. People don't read everything and they don't remember exactly what you say. And you don't even remember exactly what you say. So you can also repurpose. But so for that hybrid coach, or hybrid content creator, I would spend about an hour on the weekend or sometime during the week where you have that quiet, dedicated time to writing, and then allow yourself more time during the week, maybe a 30-minute chunk here or there, or a 20-minute or 15-minute chunk to create on the fly. Okay. So you do a little bit of both. And you're going to get your post done. So now on to how I do it, which is number three, on the fly. So before I get any further, I do want to note that I, from what I've seen with coaches that I've talked to, about 15 or 20% seem to be really keen on batching. Maybe another 10, 20% do a hybrid, but it seems like the majority of coaches like to do majority of their posting or content creation on the fly. Maybe they plan a little bit, so maybe a mix of hybrid on the fly, but on the fly is quite popular. So if you're feeling that you're disorganized by doing it that way, do not feel stressed out about it. It seems like many of us are like that. There are quite a few that do love to plan and batch and it just feels really good for them, but so many actually do it the way I do it, which is beautiful. But so let me give you some tips or ideas about how I get my content created in less than 20 minutes a day via doing posts on the fly. So the first one is, when I have an idea, I write while it's still hot. Content creation is a high priority task in how I do things. And typically when I get an idea that I like, I'm really excited about it. And I try to find time to post about it immediately. So sometimes it's not the best time. I'm like driving in the car. Not a great time to create content if I'm the driver. It may be out on a run. I'm going to grab my phone and write down what I'm thinking about in the notes section so I'm ready to go when I get home. There's been times when I've dropped what I'm doing, like the dinner gets burnt a little bit because I get so excited about a post. And that's okay. When you have inspiration, what makes content creation so fun is that you go with it and enjoy the inspiration and the excitement that you get from a post. So excitement creates speed and I let it flow. Also, I kind of think about content, this is number two, like a workout. So if I get inspiration in the morning, that's great. Most of us, most coaches, most athletes train 6 days a week, maybe even seven. That's how many days a week I post. Okay. So I feel really good if I get a post done in the morning because it's kind of like how I would work out. When I work out in the morning, then I don't have to worry about it the rest of the day because it's done. It's like it's a nice feeling. That's how I feel about content creation. So if it's like 3 or 4 o'clock and my content workout isn't complete, that's when I may start thinking about it a bit more. And I'll get into that more, but I want you to get used to being so excited to write that often it happens in the morning because you get good ideas then, or whenever you get the good ideas, you're ready to go. Okay. So when I have an idea, I write when it's hot. Number one. Number two, I use a template that I've created as mine again. So I will go back into a post that I've already created, like a carousel template that has my picture. It has my branding. It has my font. It has how I like to write things. And I just copy it and reuse it again so I don't have to recreate the wheel. I already have created something and now I can create it again. So it's an easy way to use a graphic over and over again is I just use the same thing. Also, not just templates, but I also have folders of photos so that when it's time to post something and I need a photo of something, I can find photos really quickly that have something to do with sport, athletes, me coaching, headshots or my favorite selfies, whatever it may be. I have photos on my phone somewhere that I can find. Yesterday, I wanted to do a video about being really excited about going to work on Monday instead of having the Sunday scaries. I searched on my phone the word dancing, a video of my son on his first day of school when he was like 5, maybe he was 6, came up and it's pretty funny. And I was like, that's a perfect video. Most of us probably have thousands and thousands and thousands of photos in our camera roll or on our, what have they called, an Android? Use those photos. They don't have to be perfect. Like, this worked, right? So use a template again. Use photos again. You don't have to use a new photo every single time. You can repeat them, okay? So number two, use a template or photo and use it again. Reuse it. Number three. So I talked about on those days where I'm just not coming up with ideas, on days where I'm really flat, I repurpose. We talked about repurposing a bit earlier in the episode, but I can look for something I posted 6 to 9 months ago and post it again, maybe even a year ago, or I can take the idea and change the image. I can redo the caption. I can redo both. I can change the background color. I save all of my captions in Apple Notes. So if I want to write about a topic, I already have the caption saved. I don't have to retype it from Instagram or try to figure out how to pull it off the Instagram caption. I have them all in Apple Notes already. That means I can search for them too. So if today I want to write about fueling a marathon, I can search fuel and marathon and find all the posts that include those words. And I probably already wrote about it 2 or 3 times. And now I can pull the caption. Then I go to my camera roll and I look for the day that I posted that caption and find the picture and see if I like it. Or I search for it in Canva, find it, and then edit it a little bit. Like, you don't have to like reinvent the wheel. So on days where I'm kind of like, I don't know what idea to do, I repurpose quickly. There was a day that I had like 15 minutes and my family was asleep and we were in Disney World and I wanted to get a post out before the craziness of the day. And I was able to repurpose a full carousel in like 10 minutes because I just found everything I needed and I just made a few changes and posted it again. There's days that I've repurposed the exact same post and it takes me 2 minutes. You do not have to constantly be recreating the wheel, okay? On days where I'm inspired, let's go. I'm writing. But on days where I'm like, ugh, not every day you're going to feel great, okay? So that I'm really happy with repurposing on some days. That's number 3. Number 4 is I have a very robust list. Anytime I get an idea, out on a run, that happens a lot. Maybe I'm in the shower and I have an idea. Out in the car, somewhere safe to write it down, I write it in my notes section. I have pinned notes that are all about, like, one of them's like good ideas for the business coaching or good post ideas for triathlon or running coaching, right? And I have like different pinned notes. In those notes, I do not delete things that I talk about. I may come across the same note a year later and write almost a completely different post, but inspired by that one phrase or line or sentence or something, okay, or that idea. So I don't delete them because guess what? We talk about a lot of the same things over and over again. So I keep them. I'll even play what I call notes roulette, where I just like make the page go randomly down and then I hit stop with my finger and I'm going to post something that's on that page. If I'm struggling to come up with a decision, I'm like, you will post about something that's in one of these like 20 or 25 ideas. Just pick one and go with it. Lots of posts are ready for me and I'm brimming with ideas. I'm a creator. It's all in your mindset. So this is something that's really important too with your list, is that you are a creator. We as coaches, we are content creators. We do it in our training plans. We do it in our workouts. We do it in how we coach. We do it in our content. Okay. It's our mindset to have tons of ideas. If you feel like you have none, I guarantee you have some if you let them come out. So number 4, start creating that list of all those ideas. If you need to, put a little timer on and give yourself 10 minutes to write down all the ideas. You're not creating posts, but you're batching ideas. You can even go on ChatGPT. Do not ever, ever, ever write from ChatGPT, but you can use it and say, give me a good idea for a post about 5K training. And it'll bust out a bunch of ideas and most of them will probably be crap, but maybe one or two will be really good. So you can also do that as well. So that's number 4, have a really robust list. You have plenty of ideas, plenty. Number 5, and how I got to create content so quickly, 20 minutes or less a day, is I stepped into my zone of genius. I write daily and practice a lot. Speed comes from doing. If somebody says to me, I'm really bad at content, I will literally not believe them until I see that they've actually practiced. You need to practice and practice a lot to be good at something. You don't just get great at creating content on your first post. You may be lucky. You may actually be kind of good. Maybe you're really good at communication or writing or whatever it may be. You may be good. You may be a graphic, really attuned to graphic design and it comes easy for you. But guess what? You got to do it a lot to get better. I look at my posts back. I think I'm at like 600 and change posts on this account. And when I look back at the ones that I wrote, you know, like at the beginning, which was about 2 years ago, I cringe. I'm like, ugh, most of these are awful. The writing is fine, but maybe could use some work. The messaging's off a bit. You know, I'm being a perfectionist here, but the point is that now I look at my posts, I'm like, oh yeah, those are pretty good. Things get better over time because you improve and you get the skills necessary to get better. And the last part is that I am anti-perfectionism. So number 6, no perfectionism, no room for it. There's definitely been things that I've posted with an apostrophe in the wrong place that are spelled wrong, that don't make sense, that autocorrect happened and I didn't notice it. It is okay. It's fine. We're here to practice and just keep testing. We're not here to be perfect, okay? So let's go over everything we talked about today because it's a lot. Our goal is to create content in less than 20 minutes. A lot of you are probably like, wow, I'm not even close to that. That's fine. With practice, you will get better. Also, by putting maybe some of the time across the week into a batching session may work for you, or you should allow yourself to repurpose more. But let's first off choose, are you a batcher, a hybrid, or an on-the-fly kind of creator? Next, I want you to think about if you're a batcher, to give yourself time separated so that you can get all the posts done with a lot of focus. If you're hybrid, give yourself a little bit of time to focus and get some posts done, but then also be open to on the fly. And on the fly, there were six. When I have an idea, I write about it when I have the idea as quickly as possible. The next one, I use a template that I've created or photos and use them again. On flat days, I repurpose. I also have a very robust list and I have plenty of ideas because I'm open to them. And as a creator, whenever I have an idea, I write it down. If you don't write it down, you're going to forget. I step into my zone of genius, meaning that I practice and practice a lot. I make myself good at it by practicing, and I'm anti-perfectionist. So hopefully that will help you get your content creation down. One thing I didn't speak about is, well, how often should I post? And I think it's important to note that before we go. I would like you to post as often as you can while being able to stay consistent. So if you post once a week, I would not recommend going to 7 days a week. What's going to happen is you're going to burn out. So it's not a great plan. If you're posting twice a week right now, I would keep posting twice a week and then work towards three times a week. I just want you to get up a little bit more than you are currently. What do I think is optimal? I think optimally is about 6 or 7 days a week. That is how I choose to create. It is hard, especially if you're running more than one account, which I do. It's very hard. But on the primary account, I try to post 6 days a week, maybe seven. And I will say this, as much as I said repurpose on flat days, there's going to be days where you're not going to have a second to post, and it's okay to take a rest day. Your account's not going to die. So take a day off if you need it, or if your mental health's just not there to write, or you don't even want to repurpose, it's totally cool to take a rest day too. I always find whenever I take a day off, the next day I'm so much more energized, okay? So be okay taking a day off. We covered a lot here. If you're like, wow, I don't even know what kinds of things I should be posting, I do have a free resource. I will note it in the notes, but it's also on my profile and on Instagram at Coach Michelle Lake, but it's my 8 content types. I personally use that. It helps me remember what kind of posts I need to be writing about as a coach, and ones that help with getting athletes wins, but also that help get you more athletes. Obviously, content is also for sales. So I have the 8 content types that may really help you. I have that resource. I also have a couple other podcasts where I talk about content and ideas when you're stumped. So check those out. And if you have any questions, send me a DM at Coach Michelle Lake. I'd love to chat with you about this, and hopefully this episode was helpful. Thanks for listening. If you love this episode or have any feedback, DM me at Coach Michelle Lake, that's Michelle with 2 L's, on Instagram. Also, take time to leave me a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, coaches, let's get out there, grow who you know, take action, and keep changing the lives of our athletes.